Congress is one step closer to repealing the Sustainable Growth Rate, or SGR, Medicare's physician payment formula. Today, key House and Senate committees approve legislation to repeal the formula and replace it with a different way to pay doctors who treat Medicare beneficiaries. Politico Pro's Jennifer Habercorn is covering that story and joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Today, the Senate Finance Committee and, in the House, the Ways and Means Committee voted on a bipartisan basis to repeal the Medicare Physician Payment Formula, also known as the SGR. How are those approaches the same and how do they differ?
These bills are very similar. Both of them change the way that doctors are paid under Medicare and eliminate the sustainable growth rate. That's the old formula under which Medicare pays doctors. Neither of them are paid for, which is going to be a significant issue for particularly Republicans. And one of the big differences in the bills is that there is a permanent fix to a series of provisions that come up every year in Medicare that deal with limits on things such as physical and occupational therapy caps. The finance bill addresses some of these, but the Ways and Means House bill does not.
Now, would physicians get any kind of payment increase in these bills once the SGR were repealed?
There's a small increase in the payments in the House plan, but not in the Senate plan. That difference is going to have to be addressed as the bill moves forward.
We're talking here about changing the way that Medicare pays physicians. And so what are some of the ideas in these bills to change the way that Medicare pays doctors?
The idea here is to move away from paying a provider for each test or therapy that they provide and instead addressing quality. So addressing, is the patient adequately cured or is their condition addressed? So physicians and hospitals would have to meet quality metrics to get paid. They'd get paid more if they meet these metrics, and their pay would actually be cut a little bit if they don't.
Do the doctor groups agree with these bills?
For the vast part, yes. They say that they have issues with this legislation, particularly that their pay will be frozen for 10 years while this new system is put into place. But they want this sustainable growth rate to be repealed. That's their overriding goal, and for that reason, they support the legislation.
You mentioned earlier that neither one of these bills is, as we say in Washington, the pay-fors aren't there. They're not. They haven't said yet how they're going to pay for it. What are some of the likely pay-fors that they would use, and when would we see them?
We'll see this before the legislation hits the House or Senate floor. There's likely going to be a significant debate over how to come up with this money. They're probably going to have to come up with $150 billion. And we can expect that money to come from within the healthcare system. Other providers, such as hospitals, are already concerned and already trying to kind of set the groundwork for telling Congress that they don't want to have to pay for this repair. But we can't expect it to be within the health system.
And currently, the Sustainable Growth Rate, or SGR, calls for about a 24% payment cut to Medicare physicians as of January the 1st. And as they do every year, Congress has found a way to get around that. There's a short-term patch, as we call it, moving now through the House and then probably through the Senate. What would that do?
This patch would prevent physicians from seeing payment cuts for 3 months. It would be funded by additional cuts in long-term care hospitals and extend the Medicare sequestration cuts. It would also cut how disproportionate share hospitals, or the hospitals who see the sickest patients, are paid. It'll go into effect for 3 months, and in that time, lawmakers are hoping to implement the long-term repeal of the sustainable growth rate, which would prevent a future patch from being necessary in the future.
Thanks for your help, Jennifer Habercorn of Politico Pro.
Thanks.